Today, one more place you can be certified, and this one might be worth the effort. Reddit looks for ad dollars down under. How much can you make by switching your career to work in SEO? And TikTok is destined for the big screen. Well, bigger screens. It's Monday, July 12th, 2021. Happy Tirana Festival, Chile. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in digital marketing. And it's a bit of a short show today because we've got a couple of big client meetings at the agency. Snapchat now has a certification program for its education platform, which it calls Snap Focus. There are five components to certification. First, driving full funnel results with Snapchat, winning bids in the auction, reaching your audiences, activating cross-channel measurement, and launching a split test campaign. Each course takes about a half hour to finish, and they've done a good job. It's not just a bunch of videos to watch. It's actually a nice mix of flashcards and interactive wizards and annotated screenshots and so on. Get through each of those five, and you'll get the Snapchat Ads Manager Campaign Activation Certification, which you can add to your LinkedIn or resume or whatever. Snap Focus launched last June and has a range of courses on the various ad products and tools. The courses are free to take. Reddit is growing its sales force, this week opening an Australian office. It says Australia is its fourth largest user base. A couple of months ago, the company opened offices in its third biggest, Canada. So maybe they're just going through these things in order, which makes sense. The company says its Australian audience has grown by 40% year over year. Apparently, the average Aussie spends a little more than a half hour in their app, which Reddit claims is a higher average session time rate than Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Pinterest. The new office will be in Sydney. Quoting socialmediatoday.com, Reddit's gradually winning over more advertisers and building its ads business. While it's always been a popular platform among users, the free speech focus of the app, at least in its early days, has imbued a level of hesitation with some marketers due to concerns about unwanted content associations and generally negative reception to promotions in the app. But that is changing. Back in December, Reddit reported that its ad revenue exceeded $100 million for the first time in 2019 and was on track to increase by more than 70% in 2020. Search Engine Journal has published the results from its first State of SEO survey. More than 2,600 people responded, most with more than 2 years in the field. The survey focused mostly on salary, so if you're thinking of jumping into that world, or you run an agency and need to hire some people, here are the results. 19% said they earn more than $100,000 per year. A little over 3% reported they make more than $200,000 annually. Those people had 20 years plus in the field, so that means they started doing it when Google was only three. But outside of those extremes, the most common salary bracket is between $50,000 and $75,000. 24% of people fell there. Just over 20% earn less than $35,000 a year, which is quite a bit below the U.S. average wage median. The study did note this might be low because of the large number of respondents from India and other lower-income countries. Today's premium newsletter has more details, including charts, salary by specific job title, and by years of experience. I spend a lot of time on TikTok, too much actually. Looking at screen time on my phone, last week TikTok was the mobile app I used the most, by a factor of 2 to 1 over the one with the next amount of time, which was YouTube. I've always thought there should be a way to watch TikTok on TV, where it would just autoplay from your feeds. I'd love an Xbox app, since that's the platform through which we watch video here in the house. That dream may be on its way, if today's announcement is anything to go by. TikTok says it's now available on Fire TV devices. That's Amazon's TV hardware. But there's a catch. It's only available in the UK, France, and Germany for now. There is a US version, but it's kind of a scaled-down experience on Fire TV called More on TikTok. It's not really your feed. It's just a set of curated top videos. The Fire app joins Samsung Smart TV, Google TV, and Android TV as the other places you can watch TikTok not on your phone. Incidentally, the Wall Street Journal this morning reported that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, has apparently shelved plans for an initial public offering indefinitely. This past Friday, I did a kind of impromptu Zoom meeting for listeners. No agenda, really. Just thought I'd pop one up and see who showed up. People did show up, so we are going to make this a regular thing. Every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. in London, Saturday morning at 8 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. Down the line, we will add some more European-friendly times. Our goal will be to have a guest expert join each week. We'll start with a few questions, then open the floor to your questions. Experts on Google Ads, Facebook Ads, SEO, conversion rate optimization, and so on. The Zoom meeting link is in today's episode notes. When that time comes, just click the link to get in. It's free for everyone to attend. Premium newsletter subscribers will get access to a recording of the session in case they miss it. So go copy the link in the episode notes, make a recurring appointment for every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific, and we'll see you there. Well, listeners with keen ears or expensive headphones might notice a difference in the show today. I am partway through a revamp of my voicing setup here. When we first started the podcast up, I was just recording in my office, which is fairly large and echoey. So I hung these like giant mats from the ceiling behind me, which looked ridiculous. Then I lined a closet in my office with acoustic tiles, got an electrician to put a light switch in there, put my little on-air light above it for fun. That took the echoes away, but left us with a kind of dead sound. Also, we were using a USB mic, a good USB mic, mind you, but USB still introduces some nasties into the recording. This weekend, I picked up a real microphone, a real condenser mic with XLR connections, just like in my old radio days. I also got a Zoom H6 recorder because I need a better field recorder than my iPhone. This particular mic, which is a Marantz, has got, I think, a really tight pattern. So I'm back recording in my office again, outside the Sound Sculpted booth. I know it sounds a little brighter in terms of the echoes, but I'm hoping not much. So I'm going to let this one go out as it is. Might be a little bit echoey and sort of tweak things from there. It also means since I'm not in a booth, I'm actually sitting in front of the audio workstation. I can actually control the recording as I go. Later today, a preamp for XLR mics shows up, along with a desk mount. So hopefully by tomorrow, I'll have one mic that I can swing in and out. Anyway, that's a lot of nerd talk, but I'm just really excited by it all. Talk to you tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.